sermon for Trinity One comes from the archive of the Most Reverend John T. Cahoon, Jr., who was Metropolitan back in 1997 when he wrote this. One of my favorite words in the prayer book is transitory. Transitory is not a word most people use much in normal speech, but it is also not particularly obscure. Mass transit is the way people get from one place to another. Transitory means moving from one place to another in time, or elapsing, or passing away. The word comes up most prominently in the prayer for the church when we ask God to comfort and succor all those who, in this transitory life, are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. This life we live has nothing permanent about it. It is fleeting, passing away. This life is transitory. The psalm which I find most helpful in reminding me about the transitoriness of life is Psalm number 90. Psalm 90 contrasts the permanence of God with the impermanence of human existence. First saying of God, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever the earth and this world were made, thou art God from everlasting and world without end." Then of us, "As soon as thou scatterest them away, are they even as asleep, and fade away suddenly like a grass. In the morning it is green and groweth up, but in the evening it is cut down, dried up, and withered." That's us. Psalm 90 reminds us that there are boundaries set on the length of human life. The days of our age are 80 years and 10. Sorry, Bill. "And though men be so strong that they come to 80 years, yet is their strength then but labor and sorrow. So soon passes it away, and we are gone." That is to say, no matter how vigorously you may continue to be beyond the age of 70, you know you are on the home stretch. Or as my brother asked me on my 35th birthday, "How does it feel to be on the back nine?" The point of all this is, of course, that the quicker we realize that life is in fact transitory, the better off we will be. One of the characteristics of youth is the confidence that time is endless and that death is something which only happens to other people. Age is supposed to bring wisdom, if only in the growing knowledge that life is not going to go on forever. And so Psalm 90 goes on to implore God to teach us the number of our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. If we realize that each day we live is a gift from God, but that these gifts are not going to go on forever and ever, they will run out at some point. We will think about things more soberly, and we will reflect upon what we are going to do and on what course our life is taking. And then, ideally, we'll decide that the very best thing to do is try to live each day in a way that is pleasing to God. The dead man in today's gospel is a perfect example of someone who did not number his days or apply his heart unto wisdom while he had the chance. He begins to wake up to reality only after it's too late to escape the consequences of his frivolity and his thoughtlessness. His story is simple. He was rich, but he wouldn't give any of his food or any of his money to help the relieved, the suffering of the poor and the hungry. Nobody asked him to impoverish himself or his own family. Nobody asked him to propose the filthy beggar at the gate for membership in his club. All he needed to do was obey the biblical commandment to feed the hungry. He wouldn't do it, and so he ended up in hell. In the New Testament terminology, the rich man refused to love his neighbor as he loved himself. What Jesus means when he commands us to love our neighbors is that we should want what is best for the other person and then do what is best for the other person. To love is to put the needs of the other person ahead of your own needs. God sees the evidence of your love in what you do for the other person, not in how you feel about them. St. John goes on at some length about love in this morning's epistle. He reminds us that the ability to love is itself a gift from God. We're not loving by nature. We are selfish by nature. We're not going to love our neighbors unless we get some help. St. John makes this simple argument. God loves us, and we know he loves us because he sent Jesus to die for us. Because God loves us, we should love one another. God gives us both the inclination to love and the ability to love when he puts his Holy Spirit inside us at baptism. What is going to count at the day of judgment is how much you loved your neighbors, how much you acted towards other people the way Jesus does. St. John says that if we let God love other people through us with his own love, we won't need to be afraid of the final reckoning. The best way to evaluate your life is always to ask yourself, am I really trying to do what is best for other people? When this transitory life is over, the question God is going to ask us is, did you love your neighbor? So let us pray. Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Amen. Now unto God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.